Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
You know her from Morning in America, but before that, her resume is so extensive. You have seen this woman on TV probably at least for the last 10 or 15 years. It's Adrienne Bankert. Thank you for coming into the studio. It's so nice that you're part of the News Nation family.
It is. 100 years of WGN radio, right? What a legacy. The brand, the radio station, the TV station known all across the country, and then being part of Nexstar, pretty awesome. So it was worth it to move to a beautiful city like Chicago.
And that was my question. How do you like it?
I love it. I tell people all the time, it's like Chicago is my man. I just love him. No, seriously, Chicago, I mean, the river, the lake, it's, you know, to be quite honest, I think that when you're a very transient kind of person because of journalism, you're moving here and there and everywhere. And then you come to a place where you're like, you know, it would be nice to have a place of my own, you know, where I don't have to get on a plane every single day. I still travel, but not every single day or every single week. And being in Chicago just felt so at home from the moment I got here. I just was like, this is right. This is my sweet spot. So, yeah.
And where were you born and raised?
I was born in L.A., but I was raised in a really small, teeny tiny town, a rural community outside of Sacramento, California, Northern California. And then went to college in L.A. after a junior college and traveled all over the country for different jobs. And now I'm here.
I think I've seen you on 2020. I've seen you on Dateline. I've seen you on, I saw you on a TV show with Viola Davis. What is it?
How to Get Away with Murder.
Yes, yes, that's the one.
Yeah, that was fun. That was when I was living in L.A. Working for ABC, and my agent called me and said, they need a real journalist for How to Get Away with Murder. Do you want to do it? I said, what am I doing? Oh, you're interviewing someone who was poisoned by her children. That was the storyline. Oh, okay.
So, and is it hard because do they give you a script that might not be what you would normally say?
No, it felt really pretty legit. I mean, it was a very small scene, but I was very proud to be a part of the show and was able to interview Viola Davis a couple of years later after that. So it was fun working with her in the trailer and then working with her, interviewing her for Good Morning America. Very nice.
She's really cool.
She is.
Let me share this story with you. This is just, my mom passed away about a year and a half ago, and her name was Viola Dent. And so someone was kind enough to send chimes, and these chimes were beautiful, and part of the chimes had her name engraved, except it said Viola Davis, because I think the engraver, like Viola Davis's name, is such a part of our life. And then how do you call the person that gave you the chimes to say, oh, thank you, but
you got it wrong. But that's okay. It's a nice woman, and it'll be a nice reminder.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
I know. Hey, Leland joins me every night at 5 o'clock to promote his show. And last night he was all riled up about the NFL and flag football. And you because he tends to get riled up, doesn't he?
He is a passionate man.
He is.
He's quite the personality.
So, could flag football become an Olympic sport?
I mean, there's a really good chance by 2028 that that's going to happen with all of the different data that we've been seeing over the past decade or more on CTE and the effects of concussions and brain injuries in football players. There's so much speculation as to how this can be sustained, this sport, the NFL, can be sustained with so many injuries. However, taking with a grain of salt, there are some people who say that those who are studied, there's a recent study that shows that almost every single player that was surveyed out of 200 had signs of CTE, but these were all symptomatic players. So in the broader sense, is every single person in the NFL susceptible to these kind of injuries? Is this something where it's a small population? We're just hearing about it more. So I think more data is going to be needing to come forward, but there are a lot of kids, there are a lot of young women who enjoy flag football. And so put the NFL aside, even though it's cheerleading for this sport to become an Olympic event. I mean, six states have allowed this to be a high school varsity sport.
So
it's growing in popularity. The World Games, which might be lesser known to people, but it's an Olympic-style event. It's being held in the U.S. for the first time in 40 years. And Birmingham, Alabama, they are doing a flag football competition. And so it's gaining in popularity. Little kids can play it. Adults can play it. Mm-hmm. Still enjoy the game of football. It's the most popular sport in America. Wouldn't be surprised. But 2028, so that's not too far from now.
2028, and the fact that the NFL is supporting it, obviously there will be a financial interest. But I don't see traditional football ever going away.
I agree with you on one hand. And then on the other, I'm like, you know what? There's so much changing in our world today. Mm-hmm. Can anybody really predict anything anymore?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes it feels chaotic because what you knew yesterday does not apply today. Yeah. There's a line in a Don Henley song that always resonates in my mind, and that is, the more I know, the less I understand.
Yeah. And I think we learn that as we get older, right? It's like, yeah. I thought I knew everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought I could call it. I thought I had good gut instincts. But the past couple of years have really shaken people up and shaken the world up. And it's like, we say something's going to happen, and then we are so surprised at mm-hmm. what really does. So,
Adrienne Bankert is the host that you see every morning on News Nation, and she's just joining us in studio. Are your studios near ours, or how far away are you?
It's about 25 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't live too far from here. I walked here.
Nice.
But I can't walk at 2 or 3 in the morning to work. No.
It's called Morning in America. Are we going to get Brittany Griner back in the U.S.?
So we talked to a spokesperson for Trevor Reed, the American veteran who was detained in Russia for quite some time, who was just released earlier this year. His theory is that we can get her back, but only in a prisoner swap and only with Paul Whelan, another American detained mm-hmm. Unlawfully, according to government officials. It's like, I think people thought because she is so famous, you know, the most talented WNBA player right now, that she would get out, you know, that her status would maybe help her get out. But it's been since February now. And the fact is that she just pled guilty to these charges of taking cannabis oil and a vape in her luggage in Russia.
Do you think she pled guilty because she thought that was the best way to go, or do you think she was guilty?
According to this spokesperson, he believes it was strategic on behalf of her legal team mm-hmm. to try to get her out sooner. And that's what I have to go on. I think that a lot of people thought 10 years, she's facing 10 years incarceration for having cannabis oil inside of her luggage. It just sounds absolutely ridiculous. And then I'm sure there are other people thinking, why in the world would you do that?
Right. But here's the thing, too. She's being held in a place where no one speaks her language.
Yeah.
She'll never have a conversation. Steve, what were you going to say? Jump in here.
I was just going to say her wife is in Chicago for the WNBA All-Star Game
You're
this
right.
weekend, and she's going to speak from McCormick Place about 35 minutes from now. So we'll be monitoring that and give you more when she speaks.
Interesting. And I do believe that there's a good chance it was strategic. And I also believe, because I said this to Leland last night, and he came on glued. I said, well, if she was an NBA player, what are you saying? What I'm saying is if she was an NBA versus a WNBA player, she wouldn't be in Russia playing games to begin with because she'd make enough money.
Well, you make a good point. And she was in Europe. Of course, there are a lot of professional men's players that play mm-hmm. Euro ball as well. But yeah, compared to the salaries of NBA players,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
She had to do what she had to do.
Absolutely. Okay, can we quickly talk about your book? Because
yeah.
I love this. This is how I try to live my life. So tell everybody about your book. I know it's been out a while, mm-hmm. but I love covering it.
Thank you, Lisa. It's titled Your Hidden Superpower. I wrote it about my experiences in the journalism business, in television business, and how kindness really has been something that's opened doors in ways talent never could have. You know, there's lots of times working as a professional where you're thinking, okay, what's my competitive edge? What's the thing that I can do to separate myself from the rest? Or what's the thing that I can do to ensure that I have those opportunities that I'm dreaming about? You know, mm-hmm. you grow up and you want to be on TV. And, you know, there are a lot of people who are very strategic, that word was used earlier, in their careers. But I found out, you know what? Okay, I'm going to really work on kindness. And it's sometimes really difficult to be kind at work, at the grocery store, at the gas station, in traffic. So I wrote this book. It was actually inspiration for my mentor and business coach, Bill Krause. And he just was like, you need to write it because you have a different perspective. And for me, what I found out is like, you know, so many people think, oh, well, you know, you're in a really competitive industry. I think everything's competitive. Mm-hmm. I think everything is about like, how do I know that I'm different? How do I know that I'm not special necessarily? I think, you know, you can hear, we're all special. But what's the one thing that makes me me? And it's to me that thumbprint, that indelible mark that you make in the world that no one else can make. And the way that that is expressed is through kindness. I truly believe that.
So be prepared, set goals, but your competitive edge is actually being kind.
Yeah, I really believe that. I think that people are refreshed more and more with kindness than they ever have been before. I think that people have a suspicion for each other at a heightened level than ever before. There's so much jadedness. There's so much, it's not like it's calculated. It's just subconsciously we're all on edge more.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all under way more pressure, whether it's personally, financially. We have a parent that we're taking care of. We have a child that we're taking care of, whether they're going through mental health issues, drug issues, relationship issues. What am I going to do with my life? And I'm still living at home when I'm 32 issues. And it's like, man, can you give me a break today? And it's that break that we give people where they're saying, you know, I really needed somebody to just take it easy on me. And that kindness actually allows for connection. And for me, my whole life, my whole journey in this business and in, as a woman has been about the people I've been able to meet. Interestingly enough, a woman reached out to me. She started following me on Instagram, and I just felt
a connection. You felt something.
And she replied. Turns out she sold everything she owned. She had had cancer for 3 years, recovered from this inoperable cancer. And she sold all of her belongings. Now she's traveling all around the world. She's 61 years old.
Oh, that's
She's
great.
Remarkable. And she's starting over. And I said, well, what do you know? And her thing is connection. I said, well, I just felt like I was supposed to know you. It's that being present. Kindness keeps you really mm-hmm. situationally aware. Where I might have been too busy to notice this woman's account and that she followed me.
Right.
But because I was aware, now I have a new friend in Bali.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I love it.
Adrian Banker, you will see her on Morning in America on News Nation. Pop in on the show anytime, okay?
Thank you, Lisa.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you in person.
Coming up next, we'll check in with a friend of mine who's a professor in Tokyo. He will talk about the assassination of Abe. That is after the news from Steve Bertrand on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.